Let's go to the phones. Here we go, okay? This is what we've been batting around. Who's the most important 49er now? I mean, you can say Christian again if you want, but I thought that Monday night was a pretty good feather in the cap of those who say Brock Purdy, and that's definitely my answer, and it's not even a fair answer. I'll admit that. Like, we're not starting all from the same starting point. One of them's a quarterback. One of them's a quarterback. He gets the ball on every single play. But I thought that this was to go out there with no Christian and little teeny pieces of Brandon Ayuk and still perform at least a high enough level to still have 8 straight scoring drives. I know some of you thought it was too many field goals, to still score 30, to do it on Monday night against the Jets, all those things. That's, to me, that's worth something. Dibs, you say Trent Williams.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, you look at the games where they struggle. If he is at all limited, then you're going to struggle more than if Brock Purdy has a bad game. If Brock Purdy plays badly, you're going to lose. He's the quarterback. I get it. But when you don't have Trent Williams like last year against Minnesota, you suffer in ways that you can't quantify.
Let's go to Bert in Benicia. Hi, Bert. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, what's up, boys? Well, first, you're kind of both right. I think 1A and 1B. But it's definitely Brock Purdy, and it's Brock Purdy because we got to see what this offense looked like with Trent Williams, with Jimmy Garoppolo as our quarterback, and it did not look the same, even when he had CMC. And you look at the track record of Shanahan, of plug-and-play guys like an Alfred Morris, Jeff Wilson Jr., Elijah Mitchell. He can take a running back, plug them into that system if they fit that zone running scheme. And if Jordan Mason played every single game for them and Christian was out for the season, he's rushing for over 1,000. They're still hitting play action passes, and they're still moving the ball. The answer unequivocally is Brock Purdy. And I think the most important person on defense is the dog, Fred Warner, number 54.
Thanks, Bert. Appreciate that. That's an interesting comment that I agree with, by the way. If you did give Jordan Mason the starting job on this team, is he rushing for 1,000 yards? I mean, by the way,
probably
16 games to go, he only needs about 50 per game. He's already got 150. He only needs 850 more yards.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
I mean, I agree with that statement. He absolutely could be a 1,000-yard back. All of these guys are important. I just think that this would be sort of the final response I would give, obviously not today, but when people are talking about the reasons for Purdy. It's Kyle Shanahan. It's teammates. It's Trent. Whatever the reasons are for Brock in your mind, I have sort of lost care for what the reasons are for Brock. I'm more focused on reality, which is, this is what is. I don't care why it looks like this.
Right.
It looks like this. It didn't look like this with all the other quarterbacks. It does now. If you want to make up reasons for it, you might be right, and I don't really care.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
And that's where the argument of, well, if you took Brock and put him in Buffalo and you put Josh Allen here, how would their records compare?
Don't care.
That's one of the ones that I really don't care about. I'm with you. And, you know, you look at all these crazy hypotheticals and we can play the game all you want. For me, it doesn't serve the purpose of what are we seeing? We're seeing a quarterback who looks to be really good with an offensive mind who is really, really good, surrounded by other players who are also really, really, really good. So you take good with good and good, then your offense should be humming, and it is.
Yep, absolutely. John in Napa is next up. Hi, John. What you doing?
Hey, doing well, man. Thanks so much. Great hearing Axel. So good. So if the question is, based on Monday Night Football, who's the most important Niner going forward? Man, and I got to give a shout-out to Roman, huge 49er fan, so just real quick. But I got to say that, like, for right now, honorable mention to Fred Warner, honorable mention to offensive line stepping up. That's awesome. But I got to say the defensive coordinator, which ironically, I don't even remember his name. I can't even say his name right now.
His name is Nick Sorensen. Nick Sorensen.
Nick Sorensen. Yeah. And his adjustments, I mean, that's what we're going to be talking about 6 and 7 games into the season based on what happened to Steve Wilks last year. And as the reason why there was less production where it was needed, like with Bosa and coordination between the back line and the front line. So I think that's a really great focus. So I it's not even a player. It's a defensive coordinator to me is going to be the most important moving forward. But I also want to say, based on the last caller was that when I see Purdy and his focus, when Brock Purdy is focused on the field and you see his eyes in the camera on the field before he takes a snap, I'm like, that's not Shanahan. That's Purdy. And so I just, I'm like, he's well coached. He has great plays that he gets to run for the team. But I'm also like, I want a quarterback with that kind of level of focus, because I don't see that in the other ones that get paid the way he does.
John, thanks. These are all fair. I wonder if you sort of run it through your mind this way, which is that, if you're going to lose somebody, who are you unwilling to lose? It's almost like an expansion draft. You know how you're allowed to protect players?
Yeah.
What if I told you on the Niners roster, like, everybody's coming for your roster. They can draft anybody. You can protect one person. Who are you protecting?
But it's a little bit of a different conversation.
I'm taking it there.
Well, and you can take it there. Yeah. And I think that favors the Brock Purdy discussion, because Brock Purdy is 23. Maybe he's 24. I haven't checked the born-on date lately, but Williams is 37.
But just this year.
So that's a big part of it.
But this year. Well, I'm talking about 49er football.
So it's a one-year draft, and then everybody gets thrown back in the hopper again.
Exactly.
I still think I'm protecting Trent Williams. And I looked at, what he's done since he's been here in 2020, and he's missed 9 games, and the Niners are 3-6 in those 9 games that he's missed. And that's not a tiny sample, and it's over the course of the 4 years now, 5 years. This is his 5th year with the Niners, and so when he's been out, they've struggled more than when he has been in. And if it's a one-year thing, I'm going to take my left tackle as opposed to a quarterback that is more replaceable than Trent Williams.
Oof.
Replaceable.
That's a tough word for me to hear.
He's not replaceable. He's more replaceable.
I don't even think he's a tiny bit replaceable.
The drop-off from Trent to Jalen is bigger than the drop-off from Brock to whoever you want to put in, Brandon Allen.
Come on.
No doubt. The drop-off from Kyle Shanahan to whoever you want to replace is bigger than both of those.
Okay, but
having Kyle and Trent, for me, is more important than having Kyle and Brock and no Trent.
Okay, but I disagree, but B, is that factoring in the higher level of importance of the person who has the ball in their hands on every offensive play?
It is, yeah. It's very important. And when Brock has the ball in his hands and you don't have the level of protection or run game because you don't have Trent, then that definitely mitigates what Brock Purdy's able to do.
Let's go to Dylan in Santa Clara for another answer here. And again, who's the most important 49er now after the data we received Monday night? Hey, Dylan, thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Yeah, man.
I just don't understand how anyone, when they're asked this question, could say any answer except Brock Purdy, man. He is the thing, the engine that makes his offense go, and the offense is the engine that makes the whole team go. The defense feeds off of it. And ever since he stepped in, I've never been more confident in one of our quarterbacks in my entire life. I was born in 94, so I barely missed Steve Young. And ever since then, it's been a carousel of just average quarterback play. And now we finally got the guy. I can see maybe if you say Trent Williams, but at the same time, I think left tackle is a more easily replaceable position in free agency or trading. Quarterback's the most important position in sports. We always say that. And he's on one of the best offenses, and it's because of him. So it's got to be Brock Purdy.
I mean, Dylan, I agree with you. And again, I admit that this is not starting from, we're not all the same starting block here. There's a reason that when there are top quarterbacks in the draft, the whole league starts scrambling to get to the very top of the draft.
Usually they're wrong for doing that.
Absolutely. Well, they're not wrong for doing it if they hit. It's just a matter of the hit rate.
They're wrong for doing it historically, and you can look at the draft, the Trey Lance draft, and it was like 4 busts and a maybe.
Was Houston wrong for C.J. Stroud?
So far, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, like if you can get one, there's nothing more important than that. If you can get one.
But if you go up and try to get one and you don't get it,
then you're right up a creek.
But if you get a Tristan Wirfs or you get a left tackle who's legit, then that's something that's has staying power for a lot longer.